Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
So another area then of Rosset Adult Learning that we are focusing on for this month, something that I like to wear a lot, something that I like to shop for a lot, but something that I think I would be hopeless at making. I've come to dressmaking today, and I'm here with the person who teaches. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You're doing some cutting in front of us at the moment. What is it that you're cutting this up?
I'm just trialling something for me, that's all.
For a dress?
I've just designed a dress and I'm just cutting it out to see what it looks like.
How easy is it to make a dress? Because I love putting them on. I love buying them. It feels like it would be an impossible task to do something like make my own dress.
We normally start quite simply, so maybe not a dress, depending on what your experience is. But if you're new to the idea of dressmaking, and that's a bit of a misleading word, dressmaking, but it is sort of making garments. Mm-hmm. If you're new to it, you probably want to start with something quite simple to get confidence, understanding about how to measure yourself, lay out a pattern, thinking about the types of fabrics that are suitable. There's lots of different things that you'd need to sort of grasp before you could do anything too complex.
So what would you advise that if I came to you right now and I've never made, actually I'll tell a lie, I once made a patchwork quilt and I've been doing it for about 14 years and haven't finished it yet.
Okay.
That's the limit of my sewing capability. So what would I start doing?
So my recommendation is that you maybe start off with a simple top, for example, working in a cotton, because that's the most easy fabric to get a good result from, because that's the most important part. You've got something out of it at the end of it that you'd like to wear, and that's obviously all part of the journey.
Currently setting up your sewing machine. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell me where you're from?
Well, I'm Judith and I'm from Follyfoot.
And what is it that you are creating? What's on the to-do list today in the class?
Finish my dress, hopefully, and then maybe get something new cut out.
And tell me about your dress.
It's my first go at stretchy fabric, so mm-hmm. that's been quite exciting, learning to do that.
Can I see your dress?
That's the pattern.
Okay, yeah.
Nice bow pattern.
Oh, it's kind of like a wrap dress. That's, is that what they call it? A wrap dress?
Yeah, sort of that style. Mm-hmm. There we go. Greeny, browny, orangey.
Oh, it's nice.
Pattern material.
And what, is there an occasion or are you thinking you'd wear it to, has it got a plan, your dress?
No.
Not yet.
It hasn't got a plan.
No?
I think we'll see what transpires for it. But I think it's going to be really useful because you can crunch it up and
it's soft, isn't it? Really soft fabric.
Yeah. So no ironing required.
Absolutely, that's a very good idea.
Which is a definite positive.
And have you ever made something before? I'm guessing you must have done if you're currently making a dress.
I've made a few things now. I think this is my fifth term, I think. So yeah, made some trousers, a few skirts, another couple of dresses, and so yeah, branching out a bit, getting a bit more adventurous.
Does it feel different when you are wearing something that you made yourself versus something that you've bought in a shop? Is there a different sort of attachment to that item, or do you like it or hate it?
No, I like it, generally speaking. Yeah, there's only been one thing that I've made that has actually gone in the bin.
Has it?
But generally speaking, no, it's really nice to have actually done something.
Some of the people that are here have been here for quite some time and they've worked up from that cotton top to making coats, all sorts of things. So yeah, I think it's a gradual process. You can't learn these skills overnight. There's quite a lot involved.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, you want something that's worthwhile out of it. So it's not about running and making things very quickly. It's about sort of just taking your time and doing a good job.
And have you made so how did you end up being a seamstress? Is that the right word?
No. So I studied at Central St Martin's in London when I left school, and I studied fashion and textile design, and then I used that in interiors. And following that, I then moved into education. I'm head of textiles at a school over towards Skipton.
And what would you say to somebody if they were thinking, oh, I'd like to have a go at this?
Welcome them to come and join the course and do a term and see how they get on. And in that term, they would definitely have made a top. They may have made a top and something else even, maybe a simple skirt. So moving on. And each garment they make, they tackle a different skill. So it might be setting in a sleeve, fitting a zip, lining things, using more complex and more challenging materials, take on a new challenge.
If you'd like to join Cheryl and Judith with a spot of dressmaking at Rosset Adult Learning in Harrogate, you can find out more about the courses that start later on in the year by searching online for Rosset Adult Learning, where you'll also find loads of information on everything else you can learn to do too, from learning a new language to playing an instrument, from exercise classes to photography and art. As they say, the world is your oyster.
Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.